Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, folks, welcome back to Continue Mission. Sorry about dropping the show. It was really strange. We've had a few problems, technical difficulties tonight, but we're back on the air, and we're going to go to some music, and then we're going to talk a little bit about today's events, and we're also going to talk a little bit about this big discussion between manhood and womanhood. So you sit back and you enjoy it, because it's going to be really, really good, because, you know, we don't pull no punches here. We just tell it like it is. So enjoy Lie Awake with Arrows and Sound.
As the tears are falling from my face, with all my fears I long for your embrace. How am I gonna carry on and be the one you lead it on when I'm falling down? Now the tears country loved. Have mercy, Molly.
God bless America, folks. Welcome to another episode of Continue Mission. We had a few hiccups there in the beginning of the show, but hey, we are at it right now, and we're rocking and rolling. And I want to talk to you about yet another overreach by the Biden administration. I'm going to tell you something, folks. We are one breath away from full-blown freaking communism in this country, and I can tell you that it wouldn't surprise me in the least bit that if anybody is speaking out against this administration, that they don't end up either dead, arrested, or, you know, having some sort of an audit, the IRS, the ATF, the FBI, the CIA, you know, all of these organizations that had our respect have totally gone woke, totally gone left. And there's been a few people that have stepped out of it and, you know, and said, hey, you know, this is what's going on. But you know what? The overall bulk majority of the leaders, look what they've done to Donald Trump, and look and listen to what they've done today with, once again, today, Majority Leader Steve Scalise. He's a Republican from Louisiana. Hold on one second, folks. Republican from Louisiana. Representative Andrew Clyde from Georgia and Representative Richard Hudson from North Carolina. Second Amendment and veterans advocacy groups, and just thousands and thousands of patriots are getting pissed off about this. And it's getting ridiculous. The Biden administration has unleashed unelected bureaucrats in the ATF to criminalize firearm ownership. Remember what they did under the Clinton administration? I'm not saying that the Branch Davidians were good people, and I'm not saying I agree with what they did. But to go in and kill 52 of them and burn them, murder them, you know, and look, I know. They killed each other, blah, blah, blah. They committed suicide, blah, 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 blah. You know, look, baloney. This crap has went on long enough. And I'm telling you, folks, if you don't get up off your ass and start voting and start talking to your elected leaders and get rid of these freaking swamp monsters that you have. I mean, it's unbelievable the kind of treachery and nonsense that's going on. It wouldn't surprise me, folks, one of these days I'm on this radio show and a damn bullet doesn't come flying through this window because somebody wants to kill me because I'm speaking out against this nonsense. But what they'll instead do is they'll find, like they did a few years ago, they'll find a couple of extreme leftist criminals with a criminal record who will come out and act like they're conservative and sucker some of you idiots into believing them, and then they'll attack me, and they'll attack anybody else that has anything to do with them. But let me tell you something, folks. I learned a little bit about doing some investigative work myself, and not everybody in the CIA, FBI, or the ATF is dirty. There are some people out there that will dig up and find that nonsense on these people, and they'll float it out like bread on the water. Good for them. It's time for this stuff to stop. All this secrecy bullshit, I'm telling you, one breath away from communism. One breath away. One breath away. I mean, look at the ridiculousness of the Biden, whole Biden family. Hunter Biden, a drug addict, minimum. Got kicked out of the Navy for that, okay? That's a fact. So let's not even, now, you know, that's the truth. You've seen videos of him smoking meth and everything else. Come on, folks. And with all kinds of young girls and stuff, give me a break. Why are we tolerating this nonsense? This BS. It's terrible. Now the ATF, under the Biden administration, has... they're going to criminalize firearm ownership for millions of Americans. It's an unconstitutional assault on the Second Amendment. I agree. Americans are already seeing the administration attempt to wrap red tape around every aspect of their daily lives. Everything you do. We said it in the military. They're looking up your butts and down your duffel bags. Well, they're doing that to you now as well. Everything you do, and they want money for everything you do. Criminal. It's not what our republic was designed to be and do. And, you know, and I'm tired of people trying to blow smoke up my ass because I know better than this. We all know better than this.
I say, oh, well, you know, you're getting a little bit excited there.
Well, yeah, I'm a little bit excited whenever you come talking about taking my guns, my firearms. You're talking about making me a damn criminal. Because I'm a veteran, a disabled veteran, get the hell out of here with that stuff. Americans are seeing the administration attempt to wrap red tape around everything. You know, we have these things that are called unalienable rights, okay? And they want to target every one of them. That's communism. That's freaking communism, folks. They want to control every aspect of your life. They want to own your property. They want to own your business. They want to own you. They want to be able to send their troops and sleep in your house if they want to. Or better yet, send illegal immigrants into your home. They're doing it in New York. Won't be long. They'll do it in the rest of the country. And we'll just keep voting for the same morons, the same idiots on both sides of the aisle that suck and suck and suck to get whatever they want. So they're going to come take your guns. That's a fact. ATF's arbitrary rule for pistols equipped with stabilizing braces. They allowed veterans crippled in the wars to use a stabilizing brace on a pistol so that they could fire one-handed. Because some of us, some of my friends, have lost an arm.
You're going to have to learn how to.
BS, man. BS. How in the world? That is 100% targeting combat wounded veterans of the United States of America. 100%. The Military Order of the Purple Heart and every combat wounded warrior project out there, every single one of you should be raising high hell about this because it's going to hurt you the most. It's going to hurt you the most. And then next, they're going to come after you because you have applied for post-traumatic stress disorder. Oh, that's a mental illness, see? You got any PTSD ratings, your gun ownership under the liberal communist regime that we have now is in jeopardy. So people tell me, what should I do? Go get help. Don't get a disability rating for post-traumatic stress disorder. Not now. It's not safe. You can't do it. You understand what I'm saying? You can't do it. If you do, you're going to be hurt. You're going to be hurt really, really bad, folks. Really bad. And it's not going to be funny. It's going to be treacherous. It's going to be horrible. Because they're going to come into your house. Look what they did to the Branch Davidians. Whether you believe in what the Branch Davidians stood for or not, okay, it still is a fact that they had a right to be able to, you know, to worship as they wanted. People were there. I mean, if they were being held against their will, they could have got them out. But instead, they went in and they burned the whole damn place down under the Clinton administration. And every time you see a Clinton or a Biden or an Obama around something, it's horrific. We're not talking about the Jimmy Carter years where it was just a joke, okay? We're talking about real no-joke thugs out there that are doing everything in their power to flip this country from a democratic republic, not because they're Democrats, but a democratic republic to a communist socialist hybrid that will take every right that you've ever had. Every right that you had. It's not funny. It's terrible. And you need to speak out. You need to speak out, folks. I mean, seriously. Stop putting up with this stuff. Stop laying down. If you don't go vote, you're part of the problem. And if you go vote because you think, well, he just seems like a nice old gentleman. Everybody in my family voted Democrat, so I got to vote Democrat. No. No, folks. Don't do it. Don't be suckered into that. Okay? Don't be suckered into that. We are, I'm telling you right now, with this right here, with this pistol brace rule, it's step one to full on gun control, 100%. And let me tell you something. If I thought for 1 minute we could implement, the government could be trusted to implement some rules that would protect the safety of people from criminals with guns, then I'd say, okay, let's have a discussion about that. But they can't be trusted because the only people that won't have guns are the law-abiding citizens. The thugs, the criminals, the drug addicts, the morons, the psychos, the pedophiles, the weirdos, they'll all have guns. And they'll use them to take everything you got to include your body. So imagine that. You're sitting in your house with your wife and your kids. Bunch of thugs kick in the door and they got guns. You don't. You're a man laying there. They beat the tar out of you with them guns. Maybe shoot you. Not kill you, but shoot you to where you could sit there and you have to watch it. And then they just rape your daughter. They rape your wife. They shoot your dogs, and then they kill your family and set your house on fire. I'm telling you, folks, that's what criminals do. And you're crazy. You're crazier than a shithouse rat if you think for 1 minute that criminals aren't capable of doing that. They do it every day in America. And you know what stops them? Good guys with guns. Not just good guys with guns, but good guys with guns that know how to use them and will not hesitate to use them against a criminal, not a law-abiding citizen, not a bunch of people in church, not a bunch of people in school, but criminals. And I say to this, folks, the day that we stopped executing people for capital crimes all across America was the day that you saw the biggest increase and the biggest spikes in crime and costs for incarceration. You all know the people that are out there, they're not going to change. They're not going to change. I know guys that are 30, 40, 50, almost 60 years old. They ain't never held a job. They've been arrested, been in jail 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 15 freaking times, and they ain't going to change. You lock them up for a few years, what's that cost you? $30,000, $40,000, $50,000, $80,000 per person? They go out, they rape, they murder somebody. Oh, well, they've been reformed. They don't get reformed, okay? They don't all get reformed. If they're repeat offenders constantly, boom, boom, boom. I understand if somebody does it one time, they rob somebody or they break into a place or they get caught up in drugs, they go to jail, they do their time, they get out, and they change their ways, and they don't go back to that. I get it. Give them a chance. But when they go in and they mass murder people, why jail them? I mean, you know they did it. Why do we even waste, obviously I get it about everybody deserves a fair trial, and I'm glad for that. But give them their fair trial. But all these appeals and the never-ending, endless appeals, that's just crazy. So the ATF, under the Biden administration, are now going after something else to do with your gun rights. Once again, I'm telling you folks, I hate to say this, but you better start voting conservative. I'll tell you straight up, you better start voting for conservative people that have Christian values. Wow. Okay. So here we have PFAS. PFAS. What is PFAS, folks? PFAS is a chemical linked to cancer and other adverse health effects. And it's growing rapidly. Imagine that. Horrible. And here we have one attorney general that everybody thinks is this big conservative, and he's not. But he's from West Virginia, my home state. And do you think, he's not joining the other states to sue these manufacturers? Now, he went after some of the opioid manufacturers that, in fact, his wife actually represented Cardinal Health, and they negotiated a pretty good deal for the Cardinal Health. West Virginians were told, your average citizen's worth $40 per person, and everybody else was getting around $75 per person in settlement money. I think that's a pretty good sweetheart deal. But again, 23 states have pursued lawsuits. Most of them have went unresolved, but the attorney general brings actions when the facts and laws support them. West Virginia Attorney General's office press secretary, John Mangalonzo, said in an email, adding, the office doesn't discuss potential future litigation. Attorney General Patrick Morrissey didn't hesitate, threatened litigation after the Environmental Protection Agency released a proposed rule to strengthen fossil fuel plant carbon pollination standards, blah, blah, blah. Very unpopular in this state, by the way. But now he knows that we have PFAS in nearly every water system and doesn't want to do anything about it. A lot of people are dying from it, period. A lot of people are dying from it. So, it's just one more thing. Another bureaucrat, another clown, another person that has lied and got themselves elected, played both sides of the fence, made millions and millions of dollars. How in the hell do these politicians make all this money? It should be against the law. It really, really should be against the law. 100% against the damn law. For these politicians to go in there and serve two or three terms and leave as multi-millionaires. unbelievable. Yeah. Let's see. Let's see what else we got in the news here today. So many things going on. But ultimately, the election. And it's about the future of our country. And it's like, where are we going here, folks? I mean, what are we going to do in America? Where are we going to be in 5 years? Huh? Where are we going to be? San Francisco is in trouble, battered by remote work and the homeless crisis. That's right. They made everything you work remotely, stay at home, and now you got homeless people all over the street. Look, I feel bad for homeless people. But let me tell you, it's amazing what a job, a bath, and some motivation will do for you in your life. Get up, get a job, go to work. We're not doing that enough in America. We're sitting around, getting fat. Most of the damn country is at least 40, 50 pounds overweight. Our health is deteriorating. And now you've got this homeless crisis. The homeless crisis, they say. It's not a homeless crisis. We have plenty of jobs out there. You can't get enough people to work. I'm telling you right now, if you stop state and federal assistance, except for single moms and single dads that are out there taking care of kids. Now, I'm all about taking care of the children, folks. I'm not about going in and forcing them to do something. But these lazy-ass men that are living on the street won't take a bath, won't take care of themselves. They need to get a job, period. And if you won't get up, then you should get arrested. And then we'll put you to work on the chain gang. People say, wow, man, that guy is a nut. No, that's the way it used to be. You know, I remember as a kid growing up, I would go around and you'd see all these people. They'd be chained together. My grandmother would say, now I want you to look at them criminals over. You don't want to end up like that. And sure enough, the way that they were treated and as hot as it was, the way they was just smacking at them with sticks and everything, nope, I didn't want any of that. I didn't want any of that. And so it kind of changed me, you know what I mean, to where I didn't want to, follow the criminal thug way of life. I don't know, folks. It's just crazy. It's just so crazy what goes on. And we need to stop. We need to stop. We need to really stop. We need to look at what we're doing. We need to make sure that we are respecting each other. You can respect each other. And you should respect. And you should do the right thing. Now, we got a problem. We got a problem in America. And that problem is laziness. Now, I think that's the key problem with homelessness. People say, how can you be that way? What about them poor homeless veterans? Let me tell you something. I worked with homeless veterans. The VA used to say you had to have an honorable discharge and at least 180 days of service before they would help you. Well, they changed it under the Obama administration to say all you had to do is serve one day in the military. And then if you become homeless, no matter what your discharge is, they poured the money out to you. The HVRAP program, the Homeless Veterans Reintegration Program, put many people who got kicked out of the military for things like sodomy, bestiality, theft, rape, extortion, armed robbery, and they got kicked out because they couldn't cut the mustard. Not only could they not cut the mustard, but they were criminals, convicted criminals. And so we diverted a lot of money to help these folks because they were, quote unquote, these poor homeless. You be careful of them poor homeless veterans. It's okay for you to ask them for a copy of their DD-214 because I want to look at, I do. I'll tell you a quick story, and then we're going to go to some more music. I was working as a veterans rep, and a gentleman walked in. I won't say his name, but I will tell you that when he came in, I knew that he was on the sex offender list against children. But I had to help him like I would anybody else. He was classified as a veteran. He had 6 months of service. He was kicked out for molesting a child. It was actually sodomy of a little boy under the age of 12. And he came into my office, and my goal was to try to get him ready to go get a job so that we could put him to work. And he came in arguing and demanding that we pay for him to go and work in the porn industry. Now, I wouldn't help him, but you can bet some bleeding heart liberals helped him. And a guy that was kicked out of the Coast Guard after 6 months for sodomy of a child, spent 2 years in prison, was on the sex offender list, went out to California to become a porn star. All on your taxpayer dollars. Folks, the shit ain't right. Okay? But that's what you get when you get a bunch of liberals in the office. And, you know, it's unbelievable. All right, folks. Let's go. And let's listen to some music now because we need something that's not so dang depressing. God, dog. Because it is depressing what's going on. Just look around at our country. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. like Medal of Honor recipient from the First World War, Samuel Woodfield. Samuel Woodfield was born into a military family in Indiana in 1883. His father was a veteran of the Mexican War and was a Union veteran in the Civil War. By the time he was of enlistment age, he was a pretty good shot and joined the Army in 1901. At that time, the U.S. was fighting an insurrection in the occupied Philippine Islands, which had taken it had taken from Spain in the recent Spanish-American War. Woodfield was sent there to fight Filipino guerrillas until 1904. After stints in Alaska and Kentucky, he was sent to the Mexican border to keep Mexico's Civil War from spilling into the United States. By 1917, he was back in Kentucky but didn't stay for long. The United States entered World War I in April 1971, and he would earn a commission and promotion before finding himself in the trenches of France. He arrived just in time for the final Allied offensive against the Germans in the Western Front, the Meuse-Argonne Offensive. Woodfield and his company were pushing forward in dense fog on October 12, 1918, near the village of Cunel. As they moved, entrenched German machine guns began firing at them. His men took cover, but Woodfield went right for a machine gun nest. He killed the Germans manning the machine gun along with their officer. Thinking the threat was neutralized, he signaled his men to move forward. As they approached, another machine gun opened up on them. This time, his men didn't run. Woodfield ordered them to assault the gun, which they did, taking three prisoners, which they began to move once more to another machine gun, started firing. He led the charge against the third machine gun, wounding five enemy soldiers. Woodfield, the first to jump in the machine gun bunker, fired all the rounds in his sidearm and hit no one. So he picked up a pickaxe to finish off the last two enemy soldiers. Woodfield and his men had come so far only to be forced into a retreat due to mustard gas. So he received the Medal of Honor for his courage and leadership during the Meuse-Argonne Offensive. We need men like that in America, okay? Look. Manhood and womanhood should be celebrated, not turned into a freak show by a small group of people, very small group of people. I mean, they had an LGBTQ trans, some sort of event at the White House, and some man that had went and got a boob job flashed his breast at everybody on the White House lawn. Now, folks, that's not only disrespectful, that's ungodly, and that is horrible. And people say, well, you know nothing. It's time for this stuff to stop. Men be men, women be women, and be thankful for what God made you. God made you a man, be a man. A man should be manly, not effeminate. Okay? The Bible will even tell you that. Now, there are some men that are not as strong as others. I'm not talking about physical strength. I'm talking about men that aren't afraid to step up and do the right thing. There's a lot of small men that have worked through their size differences and become great people. Audie Murphy was 5'2" tall. It weighed like 110 pounds. Most decorated soldier of World War II. They called him Little Texas. And I can tell you that man was a man, 100% a man. Not only did he do so well in the Second World War, but he came out and he went and had a great Hollywood career. And, you know, he wasn't involved in all that treachery that you see going on out there now. I mean, come on, folks. I mean, seriously, it's ridiculous, okay? I don't have anything against somebody. If you decide, it's not about who you love. Love who you want to love. If you are, you know, you're a man and you love men, okay, whatever. Okay, but I'm going to tell you something. That's not the norm in America. That's not even close to the norm in America. The norm in America are heterosexuals, period, point, exclamation point. The majority of Americans are heterosexuals, which means they are attracted to the opposite sex. I mean, I couldn't think, I mean, I wouldn't want to be with the same sex. I just don't understand it. But if that's what you want to do, then fine, you go do your thing. But don't try to shove it down my throat, because I've never tried to shove our sexuality down your throat. I've never even thought about it. You know, celebrating a whole month to this nonsense? No, this is not. This is not normal. And this is the reason why that our country is teetering on the edge of communism. And I can tell you, when communism comes to town, all of you folks that are in the LGBTQ community, you better look what the Russians did to their LGBTQ folks. It wasn't nice, okay? It wasn't nice. And all of the Taliban folks that are out there, you know, y'all saying, be good, support the Muslims, don't speak out against them, okay? But I'm telling you, watch what happens. If you're in that LGBTQ community and you do that stuff over there, you do that stuff in the wrong, you know, around the wrong people, you know, you could find yourself in a bad position, a real bad position. You know, we have to engage in being men and women again. I'm not saying that we go out and we bash people, or you should never be mean to people. If you have a difference of opinion, that's okay, okay? I can deal with that. But what I can't deal with is that you demanding that everybody call it normal, because it's not normal to me. I demand that you see us as being normal, that a man, one woman get married, they have kids, and that's what it's supposed to be about. Two men are never going to have kids. They're never going to have kids. Two women are never going to have kids. They say, well, no, wait a minute. We can do in vitro. We can do this. We can do this. Sure, you can, but you have to have the opposite sex. End of discussion. You cannot do it. Well, we can adopt. Okay, well, then that's happened. But I don't support that either. And that's my right to not support that. Okay? And it doesn't mean that I hate you. It just means that I don't agree with you. That's the way you live, though. You won't see me trying to force you into believing the way that I believe. You won't see me trying to force you or going to city council meetings and standing up and saying, everybody's picking on me because I'm heterosexual. You know, you won't see me doing that. Because I have better sense than that, because I'm not an idiot. And because I really believe that there is a pathway forward. Okay? There is a pathway forward. And the pathway forward is for us, you, me, and everybody out there, to learn to mind your own damn business. Okay? And stop making everything a monthly holiday. You know, it's National African American Month. It's National Asian Month. It's National Gay Month. It's National whatever month. You know what? How about just making every month about America and our U.S. Constitution and get off that stupidity? Because it really is stupid, folks. I don't support it, and I know a lot of other people that don't support it either. Here we go with Mad Rising, folks. Heaven Seaside, the Beast Inside.
It starts with electric handshake, shake to my core, my shell break. Reaction made my heart break. Disaster saved this dark race.
quiet river, God's gentle voice divine. Trusting in you I go forward, leaving all doubt far behind. Peaceful and quiet river, flowing through heart and mind. Source of my courage and wisdom, you taught my spirit to fly. Flow, river, flow, soothing my soul. Flow, river, flow. Song of life, music that dances within me, painting the darkness with light. Peaceful and quiet river, you are my special friend. You're always there when I need you, faithful and true to the end. Flow, river, flow, soothing my soul. Flow, river, flow. Flowing through heart and mind, source of my courage and wisdom, you taught my spirit to fly beyond the sky.
Okay, folks, and back. So here's some more news, folks. Here it is. A student revolt against Pride Month, Spirit Day, at Massachusetts school. They glare at teachers, tear down signs, and wear red, white, and blue. These kids are tired of having gay opinions shoved down their throats. Unbelievable. Massachusetts. Wow. But people are tired of it, folks. Understand something. You know, going to stand. People are, and the problem is that pendulum's going to swing too far to the right. And I hate it. But because it's being jabbed down everybody's throats, kids are being forced into indoctrination. I'm telling you. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. Don't be surprised. So they went to show a Pride video in a Massachusetts school, and the kids shut it down. They said, nope, we're not watching it. Nope, boo. They booed it. Good for them. They're exercising their right. Let me tell you something. These kids go to school to get an education in math, English, science, social studies, history, but not in transgender and gay rights and gay pride month. I'm sorry. Save that for a talk after school. There's no sense in it. And I know it's like, well, there might be a student in there that's gay. But I can tell you right now, there's more that are not gay. Okay, so you're not going to make the others conform. So the best thing to do is shut your mouth about it and save that discussion. You know, we don't talk about heterosexual sex. We have discussions about how babies are made in school, and that should be sex education, you know, and they have that in there. But really, that's a conversation that should be had between parents and kids. Kids, if you feel like you are attracted to the same sex, go talk to your parents about it. You know, that's the way that it should be. I mean, but glad, you know, I'm glad these kids are tearing it down. They're not putting up with it, period. It's over. And if they're doing that in Massachusetts, let me tell you something, they're going to do that everywhere else. And I'm glad for those schools that, you know, it's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable. I'm watching a video here of our president, Joe Biden, putting his hands on little girls' breasts, their waists, sniffing their hair. You know, we've seen these videos, but these are going on now. These aren't just the old videos. These are ones that are going on now. Come on, man. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. You have a video here from the White House last night where he's reaching and he copped a feel of one of these staffers. And it's seen. It's on video. You can't deny it. I mean, these things are ridiculous. Ridiculous. An Asian American woman who was 8 months pregnant was shot along with her husband in downtown Seattle by a black male suspect with a felony record. Ina Kwan died. Doctors tried to save the baby through an emergency delivery, but the baby also died. And here's your mugshot. Go look it up. Violence has erupted, you know, because we're not holding criminals responsible. That's what's going on in America right now. Black on Asian violence is horrible. It's horrible. You got to stop this, folks. Look, I don't care what color you are, what sex you are, what religion you are. You have to act civil. Keeping your asses in check, in total check, is our Second Amendment rights. And most of us are carrying guns now. We're not afraid to pick them up and use them to defend ourselves and our family. And I can tell you, we practice with these damn things and we're pretty good with them. Okay? And we won't hesitate. I've been to war twice, 26 months in combat, folks. Believe me, some people, like John Wade said in The Shootist, will take a breath, will twitch a little bit, will think, I won't. Okay? And there's thousands and thousands of more of me that are out there in communities all around America, and we're tired of the shit. Not that we're looking to shoot somebody or to hurt somebody. We don't want to do that. But we realize that crime has taken over our streets. And we have to protect our families. And now you have Joe Biden and his administration that wants to take away the gun, especially from veterans. They want to disarm all veterans. Number one, because they know the majority of us are conservative. Number two, they know that we know how to use these weapons. And they're terrified of that. Absolutely terrified of that. But you know what? They shouldn't be terrified. If you're following the law and you're doing the right thing, then you know you have nothing to worry about. If you're not, and you come in and you try to hurt my wife or my children or break into my house, if you think for 1 minute that I'm going to worry about your damn feelings, I'm not. And neither are the majority of Americans. So you better wake up. Now, how are you going to win this? Is you got to go to the vote, folks. The God-given American right for you to vote. People have died to give you that right. Please, please don't just surrender that right. don't just let these bureaucrats keep getting elected. I mean, seriously, come on. It's crazy. Why are we doing that? Why are we doing that? All right, folks, we're going to go to Vlasis, Alexandria. Vlasis, Alexandria.
Thank you.
folks, that was Vlasis Within Peace, and we're down to about the last 13 minutes of tonight's show. We're going to end a little bit early tonight, but that's okay. It's not going to be too early. But I do want to say that it's been enjoyable this evening. Usually we have Father Michael and Rich and Katie and Rob are on here, and we have several guests that are on here that do very well. And we have some great topics, we have great discussions. And tonight, you know, I mean, I got a chance to share a lot of the news with you, a lot of the things that are going on in the world, you know, issues that are very troubling, very troubling. I can tell you, you know, we definitely have a problem in America, and it's a big problem, and we need to look at how we're living, how we're voting, how we're selecting our leaders. But we really have to watch out whenever the government's overreach starts to infringe on any of your Bill of Rights. The Bill of Rights are, it's your contract within this country, and your obligation is to follow the law. Now, you don't follow the law, you break the law, and you can't, you know, live and abide by the rules of this country, then you lose your rights. You become a prisoner, okay, and it calls for that, and that's justified. But if you lose your rights just because you don't agree with a political party or an ideology, then that is called tyranny, folks. 100% tyranny, and we have to be very, very careful of tyranny, because right now it's just, listen. We saw it in other administrations, really bad. Now we had some good economic times during the Clinton administration, but it was just wrought with corruption and just, you know, between Bill and Hillary, unbelievable things that they've done, you know. And now, you know, with Donald Trump being indicted in a kangaroo court, you know, with nonsensical, you know, they're calling him, you know, charging him under the Espionage Act and, you know, anything to try to sensationalize this thing. But in reality, Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, you know, Barack Obama, they all did the same thing. I'm all for holding someone accountable if they break the law, but I'm not for this BS. Well, I'm going to, you know, just think about it. If your cops in your town decided to only pull people over in your family, everybody else can fly through town, raise hell, do everything they want, spit in your face, not even get a ticket for it. But if you so much as jaywalk in that town, you're going to get fined. You drive through town, And you just get pulled over all the time. You know, laws are not worth a crap if they are not equally enforced. And for some reason, people think, well, we can't enforce them against, you know, certain minorities because, you know, they had such a rough time. Baloney. It's been over 50 years since anybody's had a rough time, okay? And it has gotten to the point now to where you're ignoring criminal, horrific criminal behavior because you're trying to appease a race or a sexual ideology or some sort of a group of people that think that they should be held to no standard. Every American should be held to the same standard. You know, there's no need for affirmative action anymore. It should be totally wiped out. Totally wiped out. It really should be. There's no need for us to have Because right now, the majority of the people, 99% of the people, are smart enough to be able to judge individuals based on their skills and their qualifications. Don't come to me now, and you're 20-some years old, and you say, well, I wasn't given the same opportunities because I'm an orange guy, or a yellow guy, or a purple guy, or a gal, or I'm gay, or I'm this, or I'm that, because that's a bunch of nonsense. You had the same, and in many cases, you had more opportunities because there was a heck of a lot more funding opportunities for you to go to school, get an education. You need to get up off your butt and earn it. Earn it, every one of you. White people, black people, Asian people, Hispanic people, I don't give a damn what color you are. I don't give a damn where you come from. You have to earn your way. Stop giving away everything just because we feel sorry. We feel so sorry. You've created a weak society. Dad, start busting your kids' asses and getting them in line. Start being a dad again. Be a man. Okay? Put your freaking pants back on. Women, understand that you have the greatest role in society as a mother and as a nurturing person. Take on that role. Live that role. Appreciate that role. Love womanhood. Love manhood. And if you're confused and you don't know what you want to be, then you need to go get some mental help, folks. You need to go get some mental help. I mean, that's all I can tell you. It's just, it's to me, it's unfathomable that we have individuals out there that want to argue the point of what makes up a man or a woman. It's stupid. People are afraid to say it. Say it. It's stupid. Start standing up for what's right. Just laying down and taking this garbage. Because I'm telling you, folks, if you don't, like I said, you're going to be sitting in your house, watching your television. They're going to kick in your door, and they're going to take everything that you got. And they're going to dare you to say anything. They're going to dare you to say anything. You want to know why? Because you lay down and you've let it become too strong. You've allowed us to water down manhood. You know, I thank God for my wife because she says, hey, look, I want you to be a man. She likes the fact that she's married to a man who's not afraid to say, stand up. She knows. They feel safe. Her and the kids feel safe. Because I don't care to do what needs to be done to defend my home and my family. And I encourage you to do the same. The best thing you can do, if you're not registered to vote, please get registered to vote and vote. Vote your conscience. If you go to church and you sit in church on every Sunday and you talk about God, you talk about Jesus, you talk about all these things, then you can't vote for somebody that supports pedophilia. You can't vote for somebody that secretly has a wife that is lobbying for the abortion industry and the anti-Second Amendment industry and making millions of dollars and then using it to support her husband to keep getting elected. He's saying the different thing that she's saying because they've learned to profit on both sides of that fence. Don't be a sucker. Look out for the rhinos, the Republicans in name only. There's a bunch of them out there. There's a lot of dinos, too. Democrats in name only. They're really not Democrats. If they truly adhere to the Democrat principles of Franklin Delano Roosevelt and JFK, they could not believe and support the garbage that they support now. They just couldn't. But I tell you that they're communist. They're socialist. They're leftist. And most importantly, they're domestic terrorists in many cases. And they dress up and they call themselves Antifa, BLM. And we've got many of those in the LGBTQ community, especially the trans community, who've become extremely violent. I had a good friend of mine that was caught up in that mess. And thank God he changed his ways and found the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and returned to manhood and is now speaking out against it. He's a Navy SEAL. His name's Chris Beck. And he's standing up against this nonsense, this indoctrination of our children, because he has courage, guts, honor, and integrity. And let me tell you something. They want to kill that man. Every Democrat, leftist, liberal out there wants to shut him up because he's been on the inside. He's seen their dirtiness, and he's telling everybody about their dirt. You know, I worked for a couple of years as an operative and got inside of a community of extreme leftists. And I can tell you this, that is an evil, wicked group of people that has no interest in promoting American values or the American dream. There's no such thing as a progressive anymore, folks. They're all leftist to vote them out of office. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. So I'll leave you with this in the last minute and 30 seconds. Everything you do has a profound effect. We all live on this lake called America. And every move you make creates a ripple that goes across that lake, ever how small or large it may be. Make sure that your ripple is a positive ripple, and one that is promoting the values that our forefathers and our ancestors fought and died to secure. Never allow someone to steal your joy, your freedom, or your civility. Stand up for the right. Defend the oppressed, but most certainly take an oath to this Constitution of the United States of America and stick to it. And vote. Vote, folks, like your life depends on it. Because, my God, it does. God bless you and God bless America. We'll catch you next Friday on Continue Mission. Good night, everyone.